And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 12th of March, 2010. It's the birthday of the man who wrote, "The only people for me are the mad ones, the ones who are mad to live, mad to talk, mad to be saved, desirous of everything at the same time." And that was Jack Kerouac, born on this day in Lowell, Massachusetts, in 1922 to French-Canadian immigrants. He was christened Jean-Louis Kerouac, K-I-R-O-U-A-C. Didn't learn to speak English until he went to grade school. A star athlete, ran the 100-meter hurdles, played running back on the football team at Columbia. Dropped out of Columbia, but he stayed in New York with his girlfriend, Edie Parker, who years later said of him, "He seemed immediately larger than life. He just didn't look like anyone in New York. He had a ruddy complexion and jet black hair. He looked like he just walked in from the woods." And as he often was, Jack was dead broke the night I met him. During his time in New York, he met Allen Ginsberg, William Burroughs, Neil Cassidy, and it was with Neil Cassidy that he took a cross-country road trip in a Cadillac limousine in 1949, going 100 miles an hour on two-lane roads, a trip that formed the backbone of his book, On the Road. The story about his composition of On the Road is well known. He cut up strips of tracing paper, taped them all together so he wouldn't have to add paper, and wrote the whole thing from start to finish in 3 weeks with no paragraph breaks and minimal punctuation. Wrote the book on a 119-foot-long scroll. But there is more to the story than that. For almost 10 years, he'd been keeping careful journals, notebooks, about his cross-country travels, and much of the material in his journals appear in that first manuscript of On the Road. And between the time when he sat down with that 119-foot-long scroll and the time it was published in 1957, he was constantly revising the book, changed the real names of his friends to pseudonyms, removed the sexually explicit passages, added some literary touches, rewrote sections of the book. And scholars have recently discovered that Kerouac had, in the early 50s, written another book about his travels on the road, but in French, his mother tongue, a book called Sur le Chemin, On the Road, written in a French dialect called Joual. In 2007, Viking published for the first time a transcription of the original scroll manuscript with the original real names. And just last year, the curator of the Kerouac Archives, the New York Public Library, Isaac Gewurz, published a book about Jack Kerouac's obsession with fantasy baseball. Kerouac created elaborate teams and players and wrote up accounts of their games, gave his players names like Wino Love, Heine Tweet, Warby Pepper, Feejus Cody, kept track of his players and the team's stats, and even created contracts for them, all of it fictitious. Here's a poem for today by John Maloney entitled Good. The ball goes up off glass and rebounded down the court, outlet flung to the quick guard like clicking seconds. He dribbles, hounded by hands, calls the play, stops short, looking hard for a slant opening, fakes it twice, passes into the center. He lobs to the small forward, top of the key, a pick, asses crash, the pick and roll. He cuts, bumps, the ball reaches him. As he turns, dribbles, sends it back to the baseline, forward, back to him, jump, and in midair, twisting, he bends it over a tangle of arms, shoots. The rim rattles as it jerks against the back joints and into the net, trippingly drop 2 points. Poem by John Maloney, Good, from his collection Proposal, published by Zoland Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the NEA in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org or find them on Twitter for more information. And by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution while moving 1 million tons of freight daily. CSX, How Tomorrow Moves. Written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.